So, as you may or may not have heard, Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia has proclaimed April to be Confederate History Month, and this has upset a lot of people, and with good cause. There are obviously people that will be upset, over celebrating anything Confederacy related. And I just kind of wanted to throw my two cents in there. Me, like, I am a Virginian. I had lived in Virginia for about 20 or so years. But I'm also a member of a minority group. I am Asian American. So I tend to think that my opinion probably differs, or is at least a little bit unique compared to other people's opinion on similar issues. Now, I was reading this editorial that was posted on CNN, written by Miss Grace Elizabeth Hale, who is an associate professor of history and American studies at the University of Virginia. And she's also the author of several books on segregation and similar subjects. And I was reading her editorial here, and I'm not going to say that she's completely wrong or anything like that. I just think that there are certain details that she kind of glosses over in her editorializing of the issue. And her editorial is titled "Confederate History is About Race," and I tend to agree with that, There are a lot of historians out there that will say that the Civil War did not start because of race, and race was not the underlying reason. It was actually about states' rights and stuff like that. But to me personally, race was the underlying issue. And even though during the Civil War both sides tried to sweep that part of it under the rug, they try to make it about the Constitution and about states' rights and individuals' rights versus the federal government. But I do believe that race was the driving force in all this. In slavery, you were either against it or you were for it at the time. What Miss Hale seems to express in her editorial is that anything that the Confederacy did was wrong, and anything that they did after the Civil War was also wrong. And again, I am generalizing her her generalizations, so I know I'm skipping over some details of hers. And she also states here that lynchers sometimes brandished Confederate symbols. And she goes on to use some more explanations of how symbolism and images related to the Confederacy were used to promote segregation and racism. And that was true. That, obviously happened. It's well documented, during the turn of the 20th century, and during the 50s and the 60s, during the Civil Rights Movement, that stuff like this did occur, that hate crimes did occur in the name of pro-white groups such as the Ku Klux Klan and similar groups like them. Now, my own personal opinion on this is that Bob McDonald's biggest mistake in all this was to proclaim April solely Confederate History Month. And there was a poster on Miss Hale's editorial that said that same thing, that we should have called this, or rather, Governor McDonald should have called this American Civil War Month. And we should use this month not to just honor sacrifices and the short history of the Confederacy, but to honor the sacrifices of both sides. Because the Civil War, like, there are a lot of people that fought on both sides that were for or against, their own ideologies. Like, I know that sounds kind of confusing, so let me clarify. The region of Virginia that I'm from, southeastern Virginia, in Norfolk, Virginia, there's a grave of a freed black man that had willingly fought for the South during the Civil War. And I remember seeing his family members, his ancestors, speaking about him, and they spoke of him very proud, like they were proud of him, and they should be. And the reason why they were proud of him was not because he was a black man that fought for the South, because he was a black man that had fought for something that he believed in. And he believed that Southern states' rights were being infringed upon by the federal government, and he decided to take up arms with them in order to fight for their freedom, for Southern freedom, I guess. Now, I'm not saying that that person was wrong or right in doing so. I'm just saying that there are plenty of instances in both sides where black people fought for the Confederacy and white people fought for the North that could care less about black people. Abraham Lincoln himself said that he would be willing to win the Civil War without freeing any slaves if it meant avoiding armed conflict. So I'm just saying that perhaps both sides should be honored in this.